This is VOA News. Your remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that he has told the Taliban any legitimacy, any support will have to be earned in response to the group naming an interim government on Tuesday. Blinken made the comments to reporters after he and his German counterpart, Heiko Maas, hosted a virtual meeting of foreign ministers from 22 countries, as well as NATO and the European Union, at the U.S. Air Base in Ramstein, Germany. Blinken reiterated the cautious initial response to the Taliban's naming of a caretaker Islamic government in Afghanistan to be headed by Mullah Hassan Akhund, a close associate of the Islamic movement's late founder Mullah Omar, and stocked with other veterans from the Taliban's hardline rule from the 1990s and the 20-year battle against the U.S.-led coalition. Blinken also said the U.S. is doing everything in its power to resume evacuation flights out of Afghanistan. He said, while there are limits to what can be done without personnel on the ground, an airport, or normal security procedures in place, the U.S. is doing everything in our power to support those flights and get them off the ground. 20 people linked to the November 2015 terrorist attacks in France have gone on trial in Paris Wednesday in proceedings expected to last 9 months. Six defendants who are being charged in absentia Reports say five of the six are presumed dead in Iraq or Syria. Non-Islamic State terrorists, mostly from France and Belgium, left a trail of blood and horror in a multi-pronged attack at the National Stadium, various bars and restaurants, and at a concert at the Bataclan Theater. A total of 130 people were killed, 90 of them at the concert hall. At least 490 people were injured. A 10th member of the terror cell, and the only one still alive, Salah Abdeslam, was arrested in Brussels 4 months after the November 2015 strikes. He's accused of helping the others. This is VOA News.